You're listening to the Contemporary Music Centre podcast number 7 for February 2006. For further information on this and other CMC podcasts, please see our website at cmc.ie. This month's podcast features a special programme marking the 20th anniversary of the Contemporary Music Centre and previews some of the centre's events planned for 2006.
Hello, I'm here to use the library. There is a certain sense of excitement when you come into the Contemporary Music Centre because of the vast collection of material which just is not available anywhere else at all, and you get this opportunity to rummage around, look through everything, listen to all this music.
Some of James Wilson's For Cleaner. Before it, the voice of postgraduate musicologist Mark Fitzgerald entering the Contemporary Music Centre in Dublin. This is a special presentation from the Centre, and my name is Bernard Clark. The Contemporary Music Centre is celebrating its 20th year as Ireland's National Archive and Resource Centre for New Music on this island. Some of the catchphrases around the CMC, as it's commonly known, include a focus for new music in Ireland and nurturing the composition and performance of new Irish music. And though both are in essence true, neither fully encompasses the vision and scale of what goes on here. As we'll see, the Contemporary Music Centre extends far beyond the confines of just one physical address. But let's start with bricks, mortar and music. 20 years and where, when did it all begin? A question for director Eve O'Kelly.
The organisation was founded in 1986, obviously. It was an initiative of the Arts Council, and it was something that arose out of European Music Year. Both ourselves and the Irish Traditional Music Archive were founded under much the same circumstances at roughly the same sort of time. So it's been a steady growth period really since then. The organisation has expanded its activities enormously. The physical resources of the collection are much, much bigger now than they were, and it's really been a very exciting time for new music in Ireland. It started out in one room in Bagot Street, an upper room, I have to say, with a lot of stairs going up to it and very poor facilities. And it took, you know, quite a bit of sort of persistent badgering of the funders to get the money to relocate to somewhere else, because right from when I first came in, which was 1990, it was evident that the organisation was going to outgrow its space. So for the last 5 years, we've now been in Fishamble Street, which is very centrally located in Dublin. We have a whole building to ourselves, which is marvellous. And we also have a very nice historical connection with the area, in that our building, which is a restored 18th century building, is actually right next door to the site where Handel's Messiah was first performed, in the old music hall.
There must have been a couple of pioneers in those 20 years.
Yes, well, there were indeed, particularly Jane O'Leary, Dr. Jane O'Leary, the composer, who was a chairperson at an early stage, chair of the board, and who really flung herself into the breach at a point when it was quite possible that the organisation would cease to exist. And she's been a huge support to the organisation ever since. And undoubtedly, without her, I think it would have faltered at quite an early stage. A number of other people have been marvellous working on the board as well too, and somebody else I'd like to mention is Dermot McLaughlin, who was the music officer of the Arts Council for a long time, and he was a consistent supporter in terms of just boosting our funding and supporting us in whatever new schemes that we had right from the beginning. So that's been terrific as well.
You've built up some very strong relationships with contemporary composers. The late James Wilson in particular was a staunch supporter of the Contemporary Music
Centre. That's right. The composers are great. They're all very supportive. Jim Wilson, who was a great friend of mine, was actually the very first Irish composer that I met when I came into the job, because he came in on kind of on day two, I think it was, in a very nice way, obviously sort of to inspect me, to see what was this new person all about, and very kindly took me out for coffee. But yes, the composers are in and out to us all the time, and that's really the most important aspect of the work for us, is to see the new pieces being composed and to meet the people who are behind them.
Eve O'Kelly. Meeting people behind the lines led us to seek out Mark Fitzgerald. How does he find the many resources here?
I use quite a lot of the resources of the centre and have for many years now as part of various bits of research work I've done at different times over the years. It's always been the first place to go if you're looking for scores, if you're looking for recordings to hear some of the music. Once or twice I've come in looking for actual music to perform, and it's wonderful because you always find that when you go in and you're looking for a piece for such and such a combination of instruments, and you might be you're looking for a particular piece or something, and you know, when the staff will always be able to say, oh, but have you seen such and such a piece by this other composer, which is also very good for the same combination, and so on. At the moment, then, I'm specifically looking at information to do with the composer James Wilson, and so I have been going through their archive of cuttings and so on, which they collect, also looking at scores and listening to as many recordings as possible of his music. For anyone with an interest in Irish music for the last 100 or so years, it is the first place to call if you want any sort of information, if you want to hear it, if you want to get any sort of access to it. And that, for me, is the Contemporary Music Centre.
Mark Fitzgerald, 19 Fishamble Street, Dublin 8, bricks and mortar. But there's another dimension at work here, clicks and mortar. CMC.ie, the website. Click onto the CMC.ie and a world of musical information opens out to you. An in-depth interview with the chosen composer of the month, related reading, what's new, the shop, useful addresses, education and outreach, and the library. For those who think of music as a pleasing background to life, and for those who regard it rather as a challenge to the understanding, whatever your tastes, check out the library. Tradition and technology, twin paths. Jonathan Grimes, Information Manager.
Well, I think CMC has always been at the forefront of developments. We were one of the first Irish arts organisations to have a website, in fact, somewhere around 95 or 96. And we've always tried to keep as current as possible.
Jonathan, there's a lot of talk about the word digitisation. What exactly is digitisation?
Well, digitisation in a nutshell means creating a digital file from something that exists in hard copy. So in our case, we have a lot of scores, over 3,500 of them, in fact. So digitising will enable us to scan each of those scores in time and then make them available as digital files.
The resources of the library are many. I mean, I see the listening posts. What else is here?
Yes, I mean, the library, it's a big, spacious double room, and it consists of a number of listening stations, as well as all the scores that line the shelves. And people can come in and they can listen to any works, or they can browse the scores as well. So it's quite useful, and it's quite a big and detailed resource. And of course, it's backed up by a very advanced database cataloguing system, which contains many different details on the score.
There's a lot of people who really do not enjoy contemporary music, but I think unless you actually get involved in it, it's very hard to really appreciate it, you know. And I think also a thing about playing contemporary music, it's more challenging in some respects than playing traditional repertoire, because of course in traditional repertoire you have tunes and melodies and it's much more accessible, you know, to people. Contemporary music people don't necessarily understand. It's a bit like contemporary art. And I mean, it's in this respect that I think the salon is really helpful. The CMC salons are very helpful because you can get a chance to actually speak to the composers and hear their ideas and how they formulated the ideas and how they came to the piece. And then it's actually easier for people to actually understand the music then, you know.
Flautist Susan Doyle. What is happening with new musical creation today? What was the starting point for a composer, and how does an artist interpret a score? Difficult questions to answer definitively, but there's always lots of food for thought surrounding the Contemporary Music Centre's salon concerts. How did these come about? A question for Promotions Manager Karen Hennessy.
The CMC salons were really in response to the feeling that there was a need for an event where people could come together and listen to contemporary music, but also talk about it. and an event which wasn't a formal concert, so there was no need to have it reviewed or pressure of having reviewers in the audience, but people would have an opportunity to hear music, to meet with composers and performers and talk with them about the music. Wide variety of salons coming up and hopefully kick-starting in February, happening February, March, April, and then continuing after probably May too, and then continuing after the summer. In the autumn, we'll start up again in September, October and November. One of the highlights before the summer will be a salon event bringing together the different universities, UCC, UCD, Maynooth and Trinity. So there'll be a lot of electroacoustic music there, as well as instrumental music from the undergraduate students and the postgraduate students. And it'll be a great opportunity for the students to mix as well and to find out what each university is doing. We'll also have then, before the summer, William Dowdall and David Adams. So we have a combination there of flute and piano, and that'll happen. It'll be our first event in the Goethe Institute. And after the summer then, we look forward to Andrew Zielinski on piano, coming all the way over from London. So we're very pleased he's able to come. And we'll also have an ensemble called Pray, which is Susan Doyle, Sheila Daly and Deirdre O'Leary. And then Dermot Dunn on accordion as well in the autumn.
You have a few seminars coming up as well.
Seminars are something which we've done quite a lot over the last number of years in CMC, because there's a feeling that it's great to get people who are working in music and interested in the sector together to talk about issues of concern. And at the moment, we're focusing in on programming. What we mean by that is how contemporary music is programmed, both in concerts exclusively of contemporary music and also in concerts where there's a mix. And it happens a lot that there's a mix, that it's put in with classical pieces, older pieces. So we're looking at the reasons behind that, what works, what doesn't work. And we'll have a number of guest speakers speaking from the perspective of performing groups, from venues, from festivals. So there'll be a wide variety of opinions there. In addition to that, we hope to have a seminar on music for people working in visual medium. So it could be any type of visual artist, be it a filmmaker, a sculptor, an animator, wanting to access new music, wanting to meet with composers. So we will have an event for them in June where they can come together and find out more about us and what we can offer them, and also see what other artists are doing in other areas.
The renovation of number 19 Fishamble Street was carried out as a joint venture by the Contemporary Music Centre and Temple Bar Properties, with the assistance of capital funding provided by the Arts Council. The relationship between the Contemporary Music Centre and Temple Bar Properties continues to flourish. Dermot McLaughlin.
My first acquaintance with the CMC would have been back in 1986, which is when I started work in the Arts Council. And I began work there as traditional music officer. And at the time, there was also a music and opera officer as well, Patricia Quinn. And I remember when I had started then in 1986, there were two organisations that had only recently been established directly by the Arts Council. One was the Contemporary Music Centre and the other was the Music Network. So for me, it was really, really interesting to see how a new organisation would be treated and all of that, you know. And I remember thinking at the time that the CMC, that model was exactly the kind of thing that could do fantastic work, not only for contemporary music, but that model could work really well for other music forms as well. And about a year after I started in the Arts Council, the Traditional Music Archive was established, again as a direct Arts Council initiative. And I think my involvement in that was very helpfully informed by just watching and learning how the whole CMC thing had happened. You know, in the early days, I had no direct connection with it, so I was, I suppose, an observer. But as I got more involved in the organisation there, I worked as music officer for a while, and then in my last 5 years there, between 1998 and 2003. I was art form director. That was like an assistant director, looking after mainly money and planning and policy and things. So I got to know the organisation quite well, on the one hand from looking at funding applications, but also through direct contact with Evo Kelly, the director here, and occasional attendance at CMC board meetings as well. And I suppose I could say, you know, being privileged, I suppose, to be able to take a good backward look at the organisation from the time it was crammed into a very small space up on Baggett Street to the... I actually handled the capital grant funding application and the Arts Council had secured the premises here in Temple Bar. And now I'm chief executive of Temple Bar Properties, and CMC would be a very important part of the cultural infrastructure here. So I suppose I've been able to see it, the organisation, from the inside. That wouldn't normally be on public gaze and shouldn't be, because that's the nature of the business. But also from the point of view of seeing an organisation take what's quite a specialised mission and turn it into a successful cultural offering right in the centre of Dublin.
Dermot McLaughlin, chief executive of Temple Bar Properties. Political and cultural history is often central to the arts. Have the years been good to the Contemporary Music Centre? And where are things going? A question for Evo Kelly.
Just in terms of study opportunities or performances, commissions, you know, all of that infrastructure has developed very much, particularly in the last even 10 years. And if that development continues, it's really going to support more and more all this compositional activity, which we're seeing increasingly. The numbers of young people coming into composition has really grown in the last 5 years. And I think that in 10 or 20 years' time, we're going to have a very, very strong tradition of, as it then will be, 21st century music in this country, and it'll be down to CMC then to be backing that up all the way through.
The fable of the Emperor's New Clothes has often been reenacted, especially by those who love to predict the demise of contemporary music. But one wonders if they've ever been to the Contemporary Music Centre on foot, online, or encountered it in the concert space. 20 years, eh? Well, here's to 20 more. For details on the Contemporary Music Centre's 20th anniversary events during 2006, click onto the centre's website at cmc.ie. You can also subscribe via the website to receive monthly email updates on the latest news, concerts and events. The breadth of the Contemporary Music Centre's scope reflects our age's increasing interest in the byways of music as well as its high roads. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Contemporary Music Centre monthly podcast for February 2006. The musical excerpts you heard were For Cleena by James Wilson, Silencio della Terra by Jane O'Leary, After Joyce 1 by Benjamin Dwyer, and Timelines 1A by Victor Lazzarini. For further information on each of these tracks, please see our website at cmc.ie.